He said, I'm taking you somewhere. He said, Abraham was believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Jesus was made sin for us and we were made the righteousness of God. It was accounted to him as a righteous man. And he was a righteous man with God. It was counted. See, one thing to account something, but it's another thing to be it. And we have been made, what? The righteousness of God. And we got to live, act, and conduct ourselves as the righteousness of God. Not some kind of scumbag. Did y'all hear what I said? We ain't sluts and bitches. And we don't conduct ourselves as that, so bastards, heathen, thieves, liars, sneakers, manipulators. We have been made the righteousness of God, and that's what we're going to act like, walk like, talk like, and conduct ourselves like in every area of life. In every area of our life. Still ain't got this scripture up. You're not working? Okay. Let me know something. Because I'm looking for it to pop up there. If it ain't working, it just ain't working. Y'all get you. Don't have your mic. He said, know you therefore that they which is of faith, the same. Now watch this now. Know ye therefore that what? They which are of faith, the same, which means you are, the same are the children of Abraham. Okay, let's see what kind of person Abraham was. And then he said in verse 8, and the scripture foreseeing that God would do what? God would justify who? The heathen, that means the nations. How would he do it? Through faith. How would he justify the nation? The heathen through faith. Preach before, did what? Preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. How many? Are you in some nation on earth? Are you an alien from somewhere out of space? I'm a citizen of the United States of America. And I'm in that nation. Hallelujah. And he said again in verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith are the same as the children of Abraham? Let's see what Abraham did. So verse 9 says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. I'm going to read that again. So they which be of faith, and what are you of? Are you a faith person or unbeliever? So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law under the curse. If you keep doing what you did before you got saved and you go back to doing that, he said you're under the curse. And all you're going to get is the same results you got before you got saved. Even though you are saved, but you're doing what you did before you got saved, you're going back to it, he said you're under the curse. And he says, it's time for my church to stop walking. My church to stop walking around broke. You've been broke long enough. Living from paycheck to paycheck. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of talking to people living like that. I need some people that got some means. So when we ask for something or put something out there, y'all trying to outdo one another. So let me do that by myself. No, you squirming up in the corner hoping that nobody say nothing to you. You broke wholesale. But you get out there on the street, you like you the coolest daddy out there with your old broke self. And a big old fool. Acting a fool. Ain't got nothing to show for it but foolishness. Told y'all this, this day you should stay at home. I'm tired of broke folks. I'm tired of lazy folks. I'm tired of hand-me-out folks. I need some people that know how to pray, know how to believe God, that's going to stand up and do something for the kingdom of God. People are dying, going to hell. People are crying out for help. And they came. Get to them because you're unbelieving. But anyway, let's get back to this. Verse 9 says what? So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful. With who? Notice the term. You didn't see people want to get blessed, but they don't want to be faithful. Y'all better talk to me. They want the blessing, but they're too lazy to get up and go after. Too lazy to pray, too lazy to be committed, don't want to be told anything, say anything, got a chip on your shoulder, got an attitude about you. You either get your attitude right, don't the fire gonna help you later on down the road. I told you in the beginning, God got the last say about this. You can listen to all them hoolums if you want to. That's what Daddy calls hoolum or whatever they are. I don't know what it is, but you know what I'm talking about. You can listen to all those hoolums and all those do nothing, all those people that just ain't doing nothing, and get yourself messed up. If you want to? You better hook up with God and stay with Him. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. I'm gonna show you in just a minute. For as many as are the works of the law under the curse, for it is written, cursed everyone that continue not in the thing, not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. See, once if you're going to get the blessing, you gotta do what's written. You can't read one thing and live another way.